Welcome back to the Pilot Network Podcast. It's me, Matt. I'm here with Rob Sanchez from Miracle Flights. And we're really honored to have him to talk to us about something that's a little bit different. Normally, we talk about pilot-owned businesses or getting a job or finding, you know, that path, that transition from military aviation to the airlines, and in today's environment, maybe back to the squadron or something like that. But right now, what we're going to talk about is kind of a philanthropic organization, a 501c3, a nonprofit, and something that is designed to give back. And so we invited Rob onto the show and really wanted to hear about what they're doing and share with us some of the other opportunities and some of the different ways that aviation impacts families and those in need of help. So Rob, thanks so much for being on the show. Welcome.
Hey, Matt, I appreciate you having us on. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So I guess let's start off with, if you want to just introduce yourself and kind of a little bit of what you do, and then maybe a little bit about what Miracle Flights is.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. As you said, my name's Robert Sanchez. I work for a nonprofit, a charity called Miracle Flights. And what we do is we provide free commercial flights to those in need of life-changing medical care not found in their local communities. I know that's a mouthful, but what does that mean in reality? And basically what that means is there are families and patients all over this country that receive medical diagnoses and the right treatment isn't necessarily in their city or hometown. There's this tremendous gap in our medical care system, Matt, obviously, and you can have the right treatment, but what good is the right treatment if you can't get there? And many families are obviously struggling today, with finances and these kinds of things. Medical care is expensive enough. So, there's this gap and Miracle Flights exist to help those families get to that medical care. So they can really focus on, leading happier, healthier lives.
Absolutely. So what kind of demographic do you normally find, uses your services and how do they find you? Is it normally, kids or teenagers, adults, or is it a little bit of all of the above?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, our organization is 35 years old. So we're actually celebrating our 35th anniversary, June of 2020. And, we originally started with our original vision, if you will, was that no child should suffer when the right treatment is just a plane ride away. And I say that because Miracle Flights has always catered to sick kids. And that's why we exist, right? We exist to basically help these sick kids get better, feel better. So to answer your question, the main demo of patients we serve are pediatric patients. About 75% of the patients that we fly are under the age of 18. Now, with that said, we do serve adults as well. So we are not age restrictive in any kind of way. So adult patient, pediatric patient, if you need help getting the right medical treatment and you need to travel and you can't necessarily afford it, that's where Miracle Flight steps in.
That's awesome. So I think a lot of people have heard about Angel Flight and yeah. Make-A-Wish Foundation. Where do you fall into that kind of spectrum in terms of comparison? How do you compare to those other two organizations? And do you ever work in conjunction? Or what's kind of the difference between
I totally hear you. All great organizations, right? Make-A-Wish, Angel Flights, the Air Care Alliance is someone we work closely with. Shriner, St. Jude's, all amazing organizations that we hope to be as big and as well known as those organizations, down the line. But to answer your question, we do work with a number of organizations, the ones I just listed, in helping fly some of their patients and some of their families. More specifically, Angel Flights. That's another one where I think I might've said it before, but all of our families, all of our patients fly commercial now. And sometimes, you know, a patient or a family can't really fly commercial. Maybe their diagnosis prevents them from maybe sitting upright in a plane, or they have to have some medical equipment. Well, at that point in time, we work with our friends over at some of our partner organizations like Angel Flights or the Air Care Alliance, where they step in and they help with some of those cases. And it goes vice versa, right? Let's say, you know, they have a patient or a family that needs some help, and maybe commercial is the best fit. They'll refer them to us. And, you know, for us, and for all of our partner organizations, we're all out there trying to help families. And I think we're stronger together for sure.
Sure. No, absolutely. I mean, that's a very, valuable resource. I know, especially if you're flying cross country for medical procedures every couple of months, that can add up and get pretty pricey when you've got medical bills on top of that. So that's pretty huge. What can you talk a little bit about how you interface with the airlines themselves, and what some of those relationships look like? And do you essentially buy tickets from the airline, or are they donating them, or what does that look like?
Right. Yeah. The airline industry, shout out to the airline industry, because obviously right now things are really tough. So we all can't wait for things to kind of, you know, get back to some sense of normalcy. So we can see these, you know, robust airports and these full flights again. But in regards to our airline partners, the vast majority of our flights every single month, we actually purchase these flights. But we do have some really big airline partners, and have throughout the course of these 35 years, we've had some great ones. Our biggest one so far is Southwest Airlines. They have been a tremendous partner and donate so many flights every single year for these patients all over the country. Now, keep in mind that we're doing, you know, 600 flights a month all over the country. So these things add up. So the lion's share of the flights that we provide really are purchased. So we go online, and just like you would, or just like any other person would, you know, you kind of look for the best deal. But, you know, our families, you know, there are so many accommodations that we have to make, and we want to make sure we're providing the most, you know, straight flights, right? Because a layover for a family with a sick kid is not easy. You know, so we want to make sure that we're providing the most streamlined, efficient service we can. So we purchase those, and that's only possible because of our partners and because of you know, generous donors throughout the years that have given to this organization. But the airline industry is really helpful. Again, Southwest, big partner. You know, one of our smaller partners is Sun Country out of Minneapolis. They've been great to us. JetBlue recently coming on and supporting Miracle Flights. We've had great relationships with some of the legacy airlines, United, American, Delta, throughout the years on more of a case-by-case basis. It's hard not to help some of these families once you hear their stories. So, you know, we have a whole team, a whole flight department, if you will, at Miracle Flights dedicated to helping our families out.
That's really cool. How big is your team?
You know what? We're small but mighty. We got a staff of about 12 right now. And we, like I said, when you're doing, you know, 600 flights a month all over the country, it's a lot of coordination, but I can tell you we run an efficient shop. And then on my side personally, I got three in the development fundraising department that are helping raise these funds so we can pay for these flights.
Sure. No, that's really cool. Hey, so what are some of the origins? How did you get involved with the organization, and how did it get started in the first place?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I think I mentioned it, you know, the organization was founded back in 1985 in Las Vegas of all places. Yeah. And I'm not sure if you've ever been to Vegas, but Vegas in 85, it wasn't the big bustling city that it is now. So, right. So our founder had some deep connections in the aviation community with Nellis Air Force Base out here. And, you know, she had a personal connection to our mission, and she started the organization because she didn't want, you know, any family, you know, to go through this sort of trouble and this sort of heartache. So she had friends, and she was one of those folks that just made sure that if you can help, she would make sure that you signed up to help. So awesome. It's that relentless pursuit, right? That I think all founders kind of have in common. So some of our very first flights were private charter pilots using their private planes and flying blood, actually life-saving blood, up to rural Nevada for traffic accidents, for example, from other cities. So, you know, she kind of grew this organization from that inspiration of doing whatever it takes. Years later, she had a private pilot network that was expansive and it was growing. And I think it was in the mid-2000s when Miracle Flights as an organization actually moved away from the private pilot network, which we really loved and where we got our start, into more of the commercial model. And there are really two main reasons for that. Number one, this private pilot network was getting very large very quickly. And our team is small now, but it was even smaller back then. And I think for our founder to keep up with registrations and insurances on some of the private pilot network was becoming increasingly difficult. And then secondly, from a patient family experience standpoint, commercial is just the way to go. There's more options. You can go further, more straight flights. So it just seems like it was the obvious choice for a growing organization. And we've been flying the commercial model ever since, really.
Oh, that's great. So I have to ask, you know, obviously the organization has been doing a lot of these flights, so there's probably some incredible stories that have happened over that time. Do any stand out in your mind as great success stories or kids that, you know, really benefit from, obviously they all benefit from this, I'm sure, but that stand out in your mind more than any others?
Yeah. You know, there's so many. You know, I think working in my position, if you work at this organization, you work, you know, at any nonprofit, really, you know, these stories kind of tug at your heartstrings. One of the first ones I remember, and after I met the family, it was just so obvious, was a patient. Her name is Jessica. She's actually from Las Vegas. Jessica was born with a condition called arthrogryposis. Essentially, it's an orthopedic medical condition where the limbs don't necessarily develop in a normal kind of way. A typical diagnosis for someone with arthrogryposis, depending on severity, is usually they're confined to a wheelchair. And that's just the reality for many of them. Well, Jessica started flying with Miracle Flights to get some specialized medical treatment in Seattle. As you can imagine, the treatments are frequent, and you know, the cost of flying to Seattle is a lot from Las Vegas. So she started flying with us at the tender age of two, and let's see, after 16 years and 35 plus Miracle Flights, last year she was able to walk across her high school graduation stage. So that's a great story of Miracle Flights and certainly one of the happier endings that we love to see on our end.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, the success stories are what make it all worthwhile, you know, and helping those families and seeing someone who just has really blossomed out of that experience is, I'm sure, extremely gratifying.
She's an incredible kid. She actually just finished her first year at Oregon State University. So, oh, cool. You know, it's again, just one of those things you just look at and you say, wow, you know, this kid has come a long way and it makes it all worth it in the end for sure.
Absolutely. Do you have any idea how many kids you've flown total over the Miracle Flights have flown total over the history of the organization?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be it's definitely in the thousands. I don't have the exact number. You know, we like in regards to aviation, we do track flights and we track miles. So since 1985, we've flown over 130,000 flights and over 74 million miles. So those are two those are two big stats for us. But yeah, it's certainly in the thousands when you talk about kids from coast to coast. It's just really cool to think about the history of the organization and to see those great success stories. You know, I mentioned we flew Jesk over 35 times. That's one thing about our organizations. We'll fly, you know, a kid, a patient, a family as many times as it takes. And as you can imagine, some of these treatments are so frequent that, you know, it's several treatments a year. So, you know, if you look at the lifespan of that relationship, we've flown them, you know, dozens of times at least. So it's just really cool to look back and sort of see that progress.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure the treatments themselves are stressful enough. You know, if you can simplify some of the transportation part of it, I'm sure that just reduces the stress significantly in a way that is invaluable to those parents as they're worried about something else entirely, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we can take that one stress off, they can focus on the other difficult things going on for sure.
Yeah. So, as an airline pilot, I don't know that I've ever been aware that I had a Miracle Flights kid in the back or whatnot. And it, you know, is there a way that we can know that sort of thing is going on without, you know, maybe an announcement or something like that? But, you know, how would we know that we've got a special guest back there?
Yeah, it's something that we're always working on. I can tell you that you know, our origins as a small mighty charity still ring true today. You know, we really need to do a better job of obviously kind of calling out these flights. You know, over the last few years we've given T-shirts to our families as they fly. You know, they have these little stuffed animal bears. We try to give one to each family. His name is actually Miles, mm-hmm. and he's a great little companion on these trips. You know, I know some other organizations do a really, really great job of making sure the whole flight is aware that it's a certain organization flying a kid. So we have some plans in the works to make sure that we kind of highlight these flights a little bit more. So Matt, hopefully very soon you'll sort of see one on one of your journeys for sure.
Oh, that'd be great. So, you know, obviously the pilot network has a lot of pilots, both military, airline, and otherwise. What's some of the ways that our members, our organization can help out? What are some of the things that we can do to kind of be involved and contribute and help?
Yeah. So just two quick notes in regards to our programming. You know, I did want to say, obviously we help, you know, families reach medical care. We also help families reach service dog retrieval. So that's another thing that we started a few years ago. And then we absolutely are trying to expand our reach to the veteran community as well. So if vets need to travel for any kind of medical treatment that, you know, say, hey, the VA maybe isn't covering or whatever the case may be, please reach out to Miracle Flights because we absolutely want to help. In regards to your awesome, you know, pilot network, you know, I think some of it obviously is you know, visiting our website, you know, looking at ways to support us, whether it be through donations, but also through, you know, even just following us on the social, on social media. You know, the times are certainly difficult these days, and we have a ton of great stories on our social media. So if you need something to brighten your day, if you need something to look at to kind of take your mind off of everything going on, please follow us. I think that would be a great way to engage with our community. But also just spreading awareness. You know, our organization is here to help as many families as we can. So if the network out there has, you know, knows of someone that maybe needs some help with medical travel, please, you know, have them, you know, call us, visit our website, you know, shoot us an email, get to us somehow so that we can help. You know, one of the things that gets me out of bed in the morning is I know that there's a family out there that's maxing out their credit card that has no idea that Miracle Flights exists, that Miracle Flights is in a position to help. And that's what drives me, and that's what drives our team to keep pushing to make sure that people know we exist as an organization and know that we're here to help.
Absolutely. And that was one of the biggest reasons that we wanted to invite you on the show, just to kind of spread awareness and let people know about what your organization is doing and how you're helping families and those sorts of things. And we were introduced by Dave Heimbach at JetScene, which is
He's a great guy. Yeah.
It's such a fantastic organization that he's running, and a little business that is growing leaps and bounds as well. So we were really excited that he was working with you and appreciated the introduction. So, just kind of what's in the future for where you hope Miracle Flights is going to go? What do you hope to grow into?
Yeah. I mean, I would love, 5-10 years, I see Miracle Flights really being one of those household names when it comes to, your charity, your nonprofit. I see our programming evolving a little bit too, as we speak to our families, and they're all incredible. They all have these inspirational stories. They are highlighting so many needs, and it's enlightening for us to understand these things, but it's also a challenge, right? It's a challenge for me and my team specifically to raise, to fundraise and to be able to help them on a number of different fronts with the travel journey. I mean, you look at a family traveling, right? So we're covering, the flight, right? And the cost of that. But what about the cost of accommodations, right? What about the cost of food when you travel? These are the kinds of things that, if we can start to evolve as an organization, I don't have any specific timelines or specific plans, but I can absolutely see us evolving to a place where we're able to help with the entire travel journey one day, hopefully very soon.
Yeah, well, that's a very admirable goal, and I hope that we can help you get there, do our little small part, and we wish you the absolute best in that journey. So, I genuinely appreciate your time and coming on the show. It's been, it's just kind of a short introduction to the network, and we hope to have you on many times in the future and maybe bring one of the kids on to talk about their experience and how that's helped, maybe one of their parents to talk about how, some of the good things that this has taken off their plate, so they can focus on the task of getting better and working out the treatments and eventually walking across that graduation stage. But so just kind of in closing, if someone wants to reach out to you, get in touch with Miracle Flights or you directly, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, I would just say go to our website, miracleflights.org. Our email's on there, our phone number's on there, a ton of information is on there for anyone that needs help. And again, Matt, I can't stress enough, we're here and we want to help. So if anyone out there obviously knows of a patient or a family, please make sure you tell them about Miracle Flights, and we will do everything in our power to help.
Absolutely. And we'll, of course, put your contact information in the show notes below, so everybody can always contact you that way. If you want to contact myself or Adam, you can get us at heyguys@thepilotnetwork.org, or you can find us on the Facebook group or the TPN community. We're all over the place out there. So as always, we appreciate everything you do, network. Fly safe, blue skies, keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.